First day session on superannuation regulation update. Now, this is the first year that we've run the risk and regulation seminar over 2 days. It's looking pretty successful so far with 190 or so registrations. Tomorrow, the second day, will be the ERM day with a theme of making it happen. And there's a keynote address by Joseph Healy, Group Executive of Business Banking at NAB, which should be a very interesting event. But welcome to this, and on behalf of the Institute, I'd just like to acknowledge and thank our supporting partners, the Insurance Council of Australia, the CFA Societies, and the Australian and New Zealand Institute of Insurance and Finance. These organisations have assisted us in marketing this event. There's a link to a web app for smartphones for the seminar, hopefully about to come up on the screen. But I'm told there's a wealth of information on that, and if we can get it up, I'd recommend that you open it. So I wasn't going to try and read out the web address for you. There's a wealth of information, although it's just RRS 2013 web app. There's a wealth of information there. If you hit the arrow on the bottom of the screen, you can save it to your homepage. It has the most up-to-date program, information on the presenters, has the actual presentations, and it's a channel through which you can provide feedback. And it has a link also to the SMS questions and the Twitter functions. There's also a Twitter feed, so you can follow the seminar on Twitter if you feel so inclined. On behalf of the Actuaries Institute, I'd like to particularly thank Andrew Bowle of the Super Practice Committee. I'd like to thank APRA for their presence here today and speaking to us. And to the others of today's presenters, thanks to all of you for the work and commitment you've put into bringing your ideas to the regulation update today. So let me hand over now to Andrew. I don't think Andrew needs much introduction to this audience, but he's the Managing Director of Towers Watson Australia. He sits on the company's Asia Pacific Leadership Group. He has almost 30 years consulting experience in the superannuation industry. He's responsible for managing key client relationships and developing strategic solutions for major clients. He plays an important role in driving Towers Watson's research efforts in Australia, including adequacy and retirement solutions. And in the context of the Actuaries Institute, he's the chair of our Superannuation Practice Committee and has been a member of council until 2012. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, John. Good morning, everybody. Just before we get going, can I ask everybody just to make sure that your phones are on silent? So we need you to have your phones on so they can use the apps and SMS facilities. It's important that we get participation this morning, so there's lots of opportunity to ask questions after morning tea. So before morning tea, we'll run through a few presentations and then come back after morning tea with a panel session where you get to ask lots of questions, either by the microphones that are on either side of the room or using the SMS facility. And the number was up there before, I think, but has it come up again? It'll certainly come up this in the after morning tea anyway when we have the SMS session. This morning we got very lucky to have a very strong panel of speakers to talk about various parts of risk in the superannuation industry. I'll introduce the speakers before each they come up to the stage before their particular session. But we have, over the last couple of years, obviously a large change going on in the superannuation industry. So we have a very timely opportunity to have APRA with us this morning to talk through some of the changes that have happened on the regulatory front and where we are now in that position. So with stronger super and all of the prudential standards now in place, what does that mean for the superannuation industry and the risk of superannuation in general? We've also will be talking about how funds now, we've known about investment risks for a long time, but how funds are going to manage operational risks. We've got individual members who are approaching retirement. We've got 5.5 million Australians who are going to reach age 65 over the next 20 or so years, and how they're going to cope with all the risks of how they manage their money in retirement and leading up to retirement. So we'll talk about those individual retirement risks as well. And when you're having all of this regulatory change and you're having superannuation funds managing their risk and individuals with their risks, a big part of what we have to consider now as well is how we disclose and communicate risk to individuals. So we'll also talk a bit later this morning about the risks posed to individuals through all the change that's been going on and how as a profession, actuaries and others in the superannuation industry can help members to manage those risks.